Good morning. It's October 19th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name, and today's title is, It's the Little Things. Unexpected kindness is the most powerful, least costly, and most underrated agent of human change. Bob Carey. It's a disappointment to me that people are so surprised by a little kindness. In our busy society, with people rushing from one thing to another, head down, concerned with their own agenda or their own iPhone, it just takes people totally unawares when you're even nice to them. A case in point involves the book I just mentioned the other day, Martha Hickman's fabulous classic, now 40 years old, entitled Healing After Loss. The inspiration for this much-loved daily devotional was the tragic death of the author's teenage daughter when thrown from a horse on a family vacation. When my father passed away in 2014, he and my mom had been married for 64 years. An anesthesiologist friend of my heart surgeon brother gave her a copy of Hickman's devotional around the time of the funeral. Mom subsequently recommended it to me. Even years later, I find myself driving and just on the edge of calling out, "Hey Siri, call Dad," multiple times per week. The thoughts in this little book reflect my own almost every time. Anyway, I decided to buy them 30 at a time and simply give them to patients of mine who are hurting from a recent loss. I've had to reorder every month for several years now. The remarkable thing is how touched almost every single patient is, that I would even care about their loss, no less give them a book. Almost all of them ask, "You're giving this to me?" Our culture accustoms people to being pushed repeatedly to buy things, like extensions on their car warranty, for which they have no need whatsoever, not to receiving an unsolicited gift out of compassion. I've mentioned this before, but next time you are in, say, an airport bathroom, and someone who speaks no English is cleaning the toilets, thank them with a smile and give them not a dollar, but $20. It will brighten their week, maybe their month, and they will remember it forever. You might say that this doesn't advance the case for Christ when his name is never mentioned. I don't think that's true. Christ wants us to love each other. And when we demonstrate that, even to total strangers, it can gradually change their hearts. It changes them so that their hearts are receptive to the gospel and the Holy Spirit. The individual who lives a life of drudgery from day to day, viewing each sunrise as just another challenge to stay alive, often sees little for which to be thankful. That one unsolicited act of kindness may be all it takes to open their eyes to new possibilities. New possibilities like the existence of a loving God, who would make the ultimate sacrifice just to bring people back to him. Don't miss your next opportunity to show a little kindness. Leave a generous tip and write on the receipt that this waitress's service was the best you've ever had. Give that $20 bill to the unsuspecting janitor. Tell the person on the IT helpline, the one with the heavy Indian accent, that you sincerely, really, really appreciate their help. And ask that person at work, whom you just can't stand being around, if there's anything you can do to help them right now. Or simply tell them everyone's noticed that they're doing a great job. Give someone who needs it your umbrella. Offer to walk a coworker to their car after dark. Bring a flavored ice water out to the men working on the phone lines behind your house. If you keep your eyes open, there are thousands of opportunities every single day to show people the love of Christ without saying a single word. Try it. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Ephesians 4:32 ESV. Therefore, encourage one another, build each other up. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 ESV. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. Proverbs 12:25 ESV. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Direct your Holy Spirit to lead us to those moments where we can simply be kind, and possibly change someone else's life forever. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.